With your connection to local agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. I talked with Jake Hayowish. He's the 2024 Wisconsin Outstanding Young Farmer. We talked about his farm, how the genetics of his herd has improved, different technology that he uses, and you can listen to our full interview on the Wisco Ag News podcast. But one item we talked about that I wanted to share with you is some of the different conservation practices he's implemented at Hayowish Homestead Dairy in Fremont, Wisconsin.
My dad was always big in planting oats probably 15 years ago. Like, we get corn silage off, he wanted oats out there. We want this thing to be green. And his thought was, it's green manure. It's a natural source of energy for the next crop. And that's kind of what got it started for me, you know, got us thinking about it. And then all over the years, the FSA is always pushing for programs to help you, you know, get into it or try it. And we were always very, very well adapted to that. We wanted to do what was best for the soil, and it's all a learning process. It's not something that happens overnight. And basically, we've transitioned from oats to a winter rye on all of our corn acres on the dairy side. Now, I mentioned earlier, the family we work with through the meat business, or our H&S Tasty Acres, the Steinbachs, we've been working with them sharecropping acres, and they have we do a strict wheat, corn, bean rotation. And what that winter wheat crop allows us to do, so that's once every 3 years for every acre. You harvest that in late July. We were able to do an inline ripping procedure to the field, which doesn't disturb the top. It just puts a slit in it, but yet it lifts the compaction out. And then we do a dragline manure application and then plant a multi-species cover crop in there. So brassicas, radish, turnip, winter rye for the spring to come back. Once you get those cover crops planted, like the first week in August, and just watch them just completely blow up and turn into this huge field of biomass and all the great things that, you know, make me smile now. It makes me cringe to walk past the field, or, you know, drive past the field that's just bare dirt, because, well, when it rains, we lose soil from it. Just gets carried away if it's a hard enough rain, and the wind does more than we think as well. So having that root mass, that biomass on top, protects the soil so we don't lose it.
That was insight from the 2024 Outstanding Young Farmer, Jake Hayowish from Hayowish Homestead Dairy in Fremont, Wisconsin. You can listen to our full interview on the Wisco Ag News podcast. And that's your connection to agriculture. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanna Guza.